533, Tampa Bay's Q105. So happy it's Tuesday. We got Monday out of the way and we're rolling on. Got a whole bunch more people with power last night.
Yeah.
And yesterday, and we'll keep knocking them all down until we get it all done. Mm-hmm. I'm Mason Dixon, Roxanne, Bobby, Andrew, the gang's all here. Y'all everybody ready?
Yes. Hey, I was driving in quite a bit of traffic today. I saw on the veterans, the tolls are still suspended.
Right. Yeah, that's mine. That's
I'm
fine.
Hoping that evens out the gas price increase. I'm saving money on tolls. Yes. Paying more at the pumps.
You know, a lot of those gas stations were closed for several days, and they didn't have any gas and couldn't make any money, so they're making up for it now.
Yeah,
they have raised the price up on that
one.
But for those of you who stayed home and did have some power last night to watch the little television, boy, you had a tough decision. You had good football game, Dancing with the Stars, getting the season kicked off. Lions won last night 24-10, in case you were watching Dancing with the Stars.
I was watching Dancing with the Stars. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. And what was going on there?
Well, they have some great selections. What's frustrating to me is I've been practicing. This is our first time. They were all like 100 times better than me.
Oh, Bobby, you're going to do great.
I'm going to be
Bobby is doing the local version of Dancing with the Stars, by the way. And if you'd like to find out all about that, you can log on to handsacrossthebay.org.
Yeah, that's what keeps me going. It's for a great cause, Hands Across the Bay. I got to keep saying that to myself. I know you look horrible, but it's for a great cause.
Oh, you look great. What kind of dance are you doing again?
It's called the stumble.
Oh, it's going to be good. Let there be no doubt about that. What else is on TV?
Well, on Sunday night, the Emmys were on TV.
Right.
And they had their lowest ratings ever.
Gee, that's a surprise.
Mm. To put it in perspective, of the 330 million population that we have here, only 5% tuned in, even for a minute. So they had a very, very low audience. It's funny because you passed around that list yesterday, Mason, off air. We were looking at all the awards that were given,
mm-hmm.
and we all had a hard time even recognizing any names of the shows.
Yeah, they've got this, I don't know who's voting on this stuff now, but it was all stuff from Netflix and HBO and Showtime and all of these things, and there was the only over-the-air television that got any awards was Saturday
and
Night
NBC,
Live,
right.
And that was for bashing Trump.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I took that list and I looked at some of them online. They look like some of the shows are good and interesting, but you wouldn't know that if you watch the Emmys. You're going to be turned off because you'll think all the shows are about is just bashing people.
Yeah, either you loved the award show or you hated the award show. So the one side just punched right out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they certainly did.
Yeah.
Speaking of punches, I wonder how our Rays are going to do tonight.
Oh, they got somebody coming to town. Who's the manager? Joe's Cubbies, the guy that used to work here named Madden.
Yeah.
They've only got two games tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there and, hey, say, good job. You did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, we got to be happy for Joe, and I think we will.
I'll be at Amalie Arena. Lightning have their first preseason game tonight.
That's right.
They're going to look fresh after that 3 weeks off they've had. It's going to be great.
Sports fans are just absolutely loving what's going on now. That's for sure.
Here's your ABC Action News weather forecast. We'll see highs reach 92, a 10% chance of rain in Tampa at 75 and St. Pete at 77.
Tampa Bay's 549, Tampa Bay's Q105. Mason Dixon and the crew ready for your So Happy It's Tuesday. And I have good news and bad news about Hurricane Irma.
Ready?
All right, let's do the bad news first.
Okay.
All right, bad news first.
Okay.
40-year-old guy right here in the Tampa Bay area got arrested last week. You know what he was trying to do?
What?
He needed a generator real bad.
Okay.
So you know where he found one?
Where?
Because right here, our city of Tampa made a very smart move after the storm.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many power outages at main intersections, they had no power. So they put up generators and chained them to the poles
And
they put up generators to run the red lights.
Right.
Well, this guy tried to steal the generator that was being used to keep the traffic light working.
Man.
You know they have cameras on those traffic lights.
Yeah, they do. He knows that now. Yeah, he's in jail where they have a camera on him there, too, as a matter of fact. Now that was the bad news. Here's the good news. You're going to love this one.
Mm-hmm.
With so many folks here in Florida just took off and evacuated when they knew Irma was coming.
Right.
And a lady over in Orlando decided to take off and evacuated ahead of Irma and went up to Virginia.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing she did because her house did get damaged in the storm, but now she can fix it up. Because on the way up there, she stopped at a little town in North Carolina at a gas station and bought a $5 scratcher ticket and won
$10,000.
Wow. There's your good news and bad news, Irma story to get your day started. Now, let's find out some other things you need to know to get rolling.
Mason, some good news Irma related. Students returned to school on Monday after Hurricane Irma, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that students in 48 school districts in Florida, including those in the Tampa Bay area, will receive free breakfast and lunch until October 20th.
And there's a lot of kids out there that is pretty much their only decent meal.
That's going to benefit 225,000 students in our area.
Good.
That's a good thing. Hurricane Maria went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 hurricane. It's on a path that would take it near the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, already badly battered by Irma, and then headed for Puerto Rico. And the island almost had the entire island without power after Irma, but they didn't get the brunt of it. But this one is headed straight for Puerto Rico, so
right,
we're saying
straight
some prayers.
Into Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Yeah, let me tell you, this one's going to be bad, because that old gal rolled up to a Cat 5 last night.
The Rays were off yesterday. They host the Cubs tonight at the Trop. It's going to be such a nice reunion having Joe Maddon back. One of my favorite aspects of covering sports years ago is sitting around and listening to him talk before the game. And I know all the other reporters feel that way because he's just such an easygoing, fun guy to talk to. So it'll be a nice reunion. Here's your ABC Action News weather report. We'll see highs reach 92 with a 10% chance of rain. And Tampa at 75 and St. Pete at 77.
Tampa Bay is Q105. 611, Mason and the gang getting everybody up and ready to go. One of the toughest things you've got to deal with your kids is discipline. Bobby, what was one of the worst things you ever had to do discipline wise to your girls?
Well, I couldn't find the key to the handcuffs, so it really didn't work. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, joking around.
People are going to think we're terrible parents. I was at the doctor the other day, the pediatrician. He's like, "Oh, she's a big girl." I said, "Yeah, she's very food motivated." And then I said, "Well, at least we know how to discipline her and take away her food." No, I would never do that. I would never take away food from my daughter. But you think like, "Oh, I'll try to talk to her and reason with her." But we know in the terrible twos and that might not happen.
I found it better to reward instead of punish. You know, if they did well, they got rewarded, so they wanted to do well.
Positive reinforcement.
Yes, that's what I tried to do.
See, that's a good idea.
Go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What is not a good idea is what this guy decided to do when he was having a little trouble with his 6-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She'd been having behavior problems at school and at home.
Okay.
So he wanted to scare her straight. Now, you all remember the old scared straight method of taking these kids and putting them in a jail cell with some hardened criminals?
Yeah.
And now that's the ones who had really gotten in some legal trouble.
Right.
But this was just a little behavior problem.
Okay.
So this guy decided he would take a little bit of the number one movie at the box office. And dress up as a scary clown and try to scare his daughter straight.
Oh
no.
Now, she had no idea it was him. And as she was coming home, he came out and started chasing her. She's running down the street screaming. She ran into a random neighbor's apartment.
Oh, that's terrible.
Begging for help that a scary clown was chasing her. The neighbor had been sitting there on the couch, packing down a few beers.
Oh, no.
So he saw the clown. He got a little scared. So what did he do?
No.
He grabbed his gun and started shooting at the clown.
Oh.
Well, fortunately, he missed because he was so drunk. And the cops eventually came and sorted everything out. And Daddy was charged with child endangerment and inducing panic.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And the neighbor for using a weapon while intoxicated. Both are going to court today.
See. Oh, my gosh.
So neither one is up for Father of the Year. Huh?
No, I don't think either one of them are going to get any gold medals for that one.
No.
Nor will Bobby for that handcuff deal.
No, I was joking.
Tampa Bay's Q105. Anybody in the room got any money?
On me today? No.
Investment money.
Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Got some investment money because there's a big one up for sale.
Oh, really?
Jan Wiener, who has taken Rolling Stone magazine right down the toilet after they got bagged on that fake rape story they put out and then got sued for millions by the school up in Virginia and by that fraternity.
Right.
And I'm surprised they didn't get to own the magazine. But at this point, someone else can because they have put Rolling Stone magazine up for sale.
Wow.
Don't know of an asking price or what they're doing on it, but this could be a big one for Dr. Hook.
Oh,
I mean, remember when they wanted to get their picture on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Now they can own it.
Rolling Stone. Drinks with Mick Jagger and Lady Gaga. Stone. Meeting Paul McCartney and
Beautiful. Yeah. Tampa Bay is Q105. Great line in that song about looking back. Remember when you look back on being a child and mama telling you to eat your vegetables?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It would be good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now as adults, you're controlling your own destiny with your vegetables.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yes, we are.
So which vegetables do you hate the most and won't eat?
I love lots of vegetables, but I don't like radishes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mom used to take radishes and dip them in salt and eat the darn things.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like almost all veggies. I just don't like hot peppers.
Okay.
You know,
you don't
real
wanna
hot
sweat
peppers.
When you eat your veggies.
Oof. What about you, Andrew?
I'm not big on any vegetables, but I will have those hot peppers, please.
Okay, I'll pass them over if we get them.
Okay. Well, there was a survey done by BuzzFeed to find out how people like their vegetables or hate their vegetables.
Okay.
And the number one hated vegetable is beets.
Now, I love beets.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a love-hate thing. There were 27% of the people said they love beets, but 41% hated them.
Interesting.
Before I didn't like them that much, but now I don't mind beets.
They're polarizing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a broccoli fan.
Mm-hmm.
75%, that was one of the number one. Broccoli and carrots were the two number one vegetables that people love the most.
Carrots, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes. I mean, lettuce. I could eat salads all day. You know me. I love salads. That's my favorite food.
All right, so you'll go to hate. You know which one? You guys pretty much said yours. You know which one I'm going? Kale.
You hate kale?
Really? I'm not a kale eater.
I love kale.
Huh.
Does kale have any flavor?
I eat kale every day. I put it in shakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not what I asked.
But it's not. Some people think it has a strong taste, but it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
Remember when the old guy used to get you to try to eat tree bark?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is Q105. So happy it's Tuesday, but you know what else it is besides just Tuesday?
What is it?
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Haven't we had this day before?
Yes.
It sounds familiar.
This is international Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay, there's a difference.
As opposed to, I guess, American or just Gasparilla Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Exactly.
You could say "arr" in different languages.
Well, you know the best place to go celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Where?
Arby's.
Oh.
You had to do it. I have to tell you a story about a real hero, Bill Reed. He's a Lakeland City Commissioner. He went through a traumatic ordeal after Hurricane Irma. His neighbor's dog went into a lake. He saw this happen, a 10-foot alligator in pursuit of this dog, a chocolate lab.
Uh-oh.
He says, I picked up a rock about the size of a baseball and a full red brick just in case as he moved towards the water. The gator went after the lab, had it in its grasp, in its jaws, and so Bill Reed starts firing these objects at the gator so that the dog was able to break free, and so the lab suffered a very deep cut on her right side, several puncture wounds, but she's going to be okay. But can you imagine? I mean, that's dangerous, just going after the gator with those objects, hurling those objects at him, and good aim, by the way.
Yeah, real good aim, that's for sure.
Hurricane Maria went from a 1 to a Category 5 hurricane, is approaching Puerto Rico. You know, the island was without power, almost the entire island, after Irma. And Irma just went by, they didn't get the brunt of it. So say in our prayers for folks in Puerto Rico. Because
a lot of folks down there
dangerous.
About ready to get hit by that thing.
Mm-hmm. Rays were off yesterday. Tonight they host the Cubs to kick off a 2-game series. That means Joe Maddon will return to the trough. And the Tampa Bay Lightning begin their preseason tonight at Amalie Arena hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Here's your ABC Action News weather report. Highs reach 92 today, tomorrow with only a 10% chance of rain in Tampa at 74 and St. Pete at 76.
I bet Joe spent last night probably at his house or there on
I'm sure he did.
Bayshore.
And probably at his restaurant, too.
Uh-huh. It is Tuesday, September 19th. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share your birthday with some celebrities like Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show. Jimmy is 43 today.
Mm-hmm.
Nile Rodgers, the songwriter and producer and creator of one of the best disco bands ever, Chic. Nile Rodgers is 65 today.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, he also wrote the song We Are Family for Sister Sledge.
Oh, wow.
Bill Medley, last remaining member of the Righteous Brothers, is 77. And David McCallum, Ducky on NCIS, the medical examiner.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we can go even further back with him, but today everybody knows him as Ducky.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get it edumacated here. Roxanne.
Here.
Bobby.
Here.
Andrew.
Here.
On the 19th of September, back in 1838, his name was Ephraim Morris, and he patented the railroad brake.
Hmm.
You don't want to know how they stopped those things before that. had something to do with that Flintstone thing. September 19th, 1876, Melville R. Bissell up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, got a patent for the carpet sweeper. And today, the Bissell Company is still going strong.
Wow.
Making products, clean your floor, carpets, etc. 1928, on September 19th, Steamboat Willie, the first talking cartoon motion picture, was released by Walt Disney at the Colony Theater in New York, and the Magic Mouse was born.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
September 19th, 1957, the underground atomic explosion, a big one, very first one, was set off near Las Vegas underground. And we wonder why California has so many earthquakes. Big hole in the ground out there. September 19, 1960, The Twist by Chubby Checker went to number one on the pop singles chart and then went back to number one on January 13th in 1962.
Wow.
The only song by the same artist to do so in different years.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And the whole thing got started with Chuck Ballard here, right here in Tampa Bay.
Oh, wow.
Is where it was written. September 19th, 1981, half a million people jammed into New York City Central Park to hear a concert by Simon and Garfunkel. It was their first reunion in more than a decade, but to be honest, most of those people lived in the park.
Yeah. He's been Garfunkel-less ever since.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on September 19th, 1985, Frank Zappa testified before the Senate Commerce, Science, Transportation Committee. He was protesting the movement to rate the lyrics of rock music based on sexual and violent content. Just think, if they had passed that, Top 40 and rap radio today would have a whole lot of dead air. And that, folks, is the way we remember it. History class dismissed.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 19th. The moon's in Virgo. Here's one thing you need to know to have a fabulous day, brought to you by JanetSkiAlice.com, where you will see your future clearly.
Virgo.
Venus entering your sign brings on the love.
Libra.
Be sure the pleasure is worth the probable pain.
Scorpio.
A long-cherished goal is within reach.
Sagittarius.
Professional accolades are forthcoming.
Capricorn.
The law's on your side, so use it.
Aquarius.
Unearned income falls your way.
Pisces.
Love can smooth out rough spots.
Aries.
A better work environment is evolving.
Taurus.
Ooh, the love train's pulling into your station.
Gemini.
How about beautify your home space?
Cancer.
Short distance travel for fun pops up.
Leo.
The money gods begin to smile on you. So get up, get busy, make it a fabulous day. I am Janice Skialis for Mason Dixon.